Presently, the church bells started to ring. Grand wooden doors were thrown open. Families poured down the front steps. First proud fathers, then harried mothers, and then finally screeching children. Mr. Bozu opened his eyes. He admired dark-haired girls, their long, lustrous locks tied back in big white bows. He smiled at the teeming throngs of little blonde princesses, all flouncy white dresses and high-polished Mary Janes. In the vast city block yawning in front of the church, parents were already deep in conversation with other parents while their children ran wild. Here were five little girls playing tag. Here were two little girls swinging arms. Here was one little girl, already half unnoticed, chasing the scattering pigeons.
"Beautiful, aren't they?" the elderly woman said.
"Nothing so attractive on earth," he assured her.
"Makes me remember my own youth."
"Funny, mine too."
He smiled once more at the woman. She looked a little puzzled, but smiled back. He got off the bench and walked into the sea of young racing bodies, feeling the breeze of their quick passes like a tingle up his spine. He walked to the front steps of the church, ascended to the two large doors, then turned and surveyed his kingdom. People had a tendency to be wary in the city, but this was a particularly upscale area, a posh little island in the middle of an ocean of concrete. Besides, people grew lax in the comforting embrace of their church. They paid more attention to their earnest networking or the contest over who was driving the right kind of car or drinking the right kind of coffee. They liked to believe they were keeping watch over little Johnny or little Jenny out of the corner of their eye, but they weren't. Children wandered away, particularly when their parents were talking to other adults. Sometimes they never wandered back. Mr. Bozu felt a surge, sudden and unexpected, a fierce rushing appetite that leapt up from his gut and demanded now, now, now. He leaned over the steps. He swept his gaze across the screeching, laughing, playing throngs. He was a hawk circling the sky. There, no. There, no. There, yes. One single child, a little girl, maybe 4 years old, toddling off in pursuit of a dried leaf scattering in the wind. No parental gaze followed her progress. No doting sibling gave chase. He could walk down the steps now, moving smooth but casual, place his bulk between her and the crowd, herd her a little more right and she'd be behind a tree, then one last look left, right, wait for that go feeling in his gut and scoop her up effortlessly. One blink of the eye and it would be over and done. Child disappears in broad daylight, the headlines would read. Frantic parents desperately search for clues. They would never find any. Not when it came to the incredible, powerful Mr. Bozu. He was halfway down the stairs before he caught himself. His hands found the wrought iron railing. With genuine effort, he forced himself to take one deep breath, then another, then another.